Hi, this is Steve Ray from The Retro Show, wishing you a very, very happy Christmas, and hope you continue listening to The Retro Show and Becky's Radio in 2012. You know it makes sense.
Vectis Radio, home of the Isle of Wight phone-in. Call now, 01983-527-444. That's 01983-527-444.
He sounded like Del Boy then, didn't he? You know it makes sense.
Yeah, he did. So if we're going to get a rainbow today, does that mean we're going to get Sippy and George as well?
Yeah, maybe. I did that joke with the wife yesterday. She wasn't impressed at all. And we were walking down the town and I sang the song. Of course, old Callum's got no idea what we're talking about. Callum is 16. He's in the studio with us as well. And we're talking B-sides, which he's got no idea what B-sides are all about. I did explain earlier on. Do sort your other subject out first of all, and then, yeah, we'll talk B-sides.
We're talking about TripAdvisor as well, the website where you can write reviews. So it's sort of like amateur reviews, and you, if you go somewhere, you can rate it, you can review it, and you can leave comments. And I've done this myself, and what I basically want to know, have you ever left a review on TripAdvisor, either local restaurant, a hotel you stayed at, resort? What do you make of it? Because there was a program on Channel 4 a while ago called Attack of the TripAdvisors, where some businesses were complaining that that TripAdvisor is ruining their businesses. Because, and quite honestly, I watched this program, and some of the things they were picking out were really picky, and I thought it was stupid. And we get a lot of silly reviews for our hotel as well, so I'd be interested to hear what you think about that.
Have you ever yourself, you know, you must have done it, obviously, slated a company where you've eaten or praised them? When was the last time? And we don't necessarily name them. But, unless of course they don't advertise with us. If they don't advertise with us, you can name and shame them. But, I mean, when was the last time you had something that was really bad enough for you to complain?
I've never had anything bad enough to complain. I'm not going to name the business because it is on the island. We had a meal somewhere that was constantly coming out, and the meal was good, but the food wasn't hot. But I'm not going to name them because I want to concentrate on positives, not good, so much the negatives.
So go on, positive. When was the last time you had a brilliant, fantastic meal, so much so you had to write on TripAdvisor?
I haven't done TripAdvisor reviews. I've got to say, the Pointers is really good. I had always had brilliant meals there.
All right.
But the last time I wrote a review on TripAdvisor was to do with a hotel we stayed at in Gran Canaria that I really rated.
All right, we'll come back to that in a moment. We've got a call coming through. Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Justin.
Hello, Justin. How are you and where are you?
I'm in the computer shop in Sandown High Street.
The computer shop in Sandown High Street.
Oh, hi, Justin.
Oh, yeah, how are you?
All right, thanks.
Good. Yeah, just ringing up about the old TripAdvisor. My only view on that sort of thing is people are far more likely to go and leave a bad comment than they are to go and leave a good one. So I always think, you know, you've got to multiply the bad ones to try and, you know, whittle the good ones out of it.
That's a typical British mentality, that, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it's right though. I think if you've been really upset, you're going to leave a review. Whereas if you've been pleased, you're far less. You know, you might have it on your list of things to do, but you'll probably never get round to it.
Yeah, I can see where you're coming from, but I find it, like, you know, we're a nation of complainers, aren't we?
I think we are, yes.
A nation of whingers. And I mean, I must admit, I'm going to shout about them now. I think that the Tamarind restaurant, they do it's a curry, and they do a Thai thing on a Sunday where you can go and eat as much as you like for a tenner. And the service in there, I always get fantastic service in there. I must admit, wherever I go back. If I get good service, I go back. So that... But you don't write that down, do you?
You don't. No, I mean, when was the last time you saw people banners and pickets outside a shop saying how good the service they've got has been, you know?
Yeah, I think we've got to change our attitude. We've really got to be more positive in the new year.
I think you're right. And what I would say about the TripAdvisor is just people should just bear that in mind.
Yeah, I think we should start up our own.
Yeah, I think that's about right. I mean... If I go and stay anywhere, I always look at the reviews on TripAdvisor. Quite frankly, I ignore the negative ones and look at the positive ones. But it's normally a mixture of people happy, people not happy.
Yeah, I'll check the negative ones, and if the same sort of comment comes up every time, then I'll sort of take that into view. But you can normally weed out the upset people, the time wasters, can't you?
Not only that. I mean, we've all noticed over the years that people do complain for no reason, but they also just say, for instance, if they're from another business and they can go on to some site and give somebody else a tough old time, knowing full well that they're going to get, you know, they're going to get the full brunt of it while their business don't, you know, do you know what I mean? I'll bet there's an element of that, you know, another, you know, a local rivalry. We've all become like a nation of let's have a go at our local rivals as
well.
Absolutely.
I mean, I go around to a lot of hotels fixing all their computer systems, and you know, many a time I've seen the owners of a hotel on the TripAdvisor site, you know, and they're absolutely tearing their hairs out, you know, because of the comments people have put on there.
Yeah, and no, I think that's really sad. I think we've got to be more positive. That's what we've got to do. So
absolutely.
So come on. When was the last time you had a really, really nice meal and you thought to yourself, I'm going to shout about this?
You don't, do you? You shout if you have a bad one, unfortunately.
Well, when did you go out and have a nice one?
I always try and support sort of smaller island places. I must admit, for a Sunday roast, I'll always go out to the Chequers for a carvery.
Now, we always used to go out the Chequers because it was the place to be, but I haven't been out there for a long time.
Still good. Still very good.
Okay. I'm going to check it out. I'm going to check it out on your recommendation.
Okay.
All right.
If I will say, I'm Justin's son. Justin does all my computer repairs. I've got to say, you know, he's a sponsor here, and you want to use him. He's a really good... I buy all my cartridges for him, and he's really cheap. Inks are cheaper than everybody else. So, yeah.
I'm glad I phoned up now. Thanks a lot.
Hang on, did you say the name was a computer shop?
It's White Office Equipment, the computer shop in Sandown High Street.
So you threw me then, because if you'd have said the White Office, you know, I would have got that straight away. But you came on and said it was the computer. I'm in a computer shop down Sandown High Street.
Yeah, I didn't want to get any free advertising in, but it's too late now.
No, you advertise away. What you got on special this week?
Only me. £24 gets you me to fix your computer.
That's right. And that is, I heard that again while I was having my tea last night, and I think that is a great deal. That
yeah,
really
it's kept us alive through this recession, definitely.
Yeah, brilliant deal. Good for you. And I think, you know, £24 is a great deal, and obviously you're not being greedy either, are you?
Absolutely not, no. I mean, you know, let's be honest, some machines do only take us 20 minutes to fix. But some we are genuinely looking at all day, and the people only get charged the £24.
I think that's a great deal. And you know, so if there's anybody out there with the laptop that needs looking at, then get yourself to Sandown High Street.
Great. I'll phone you more often.
All right.
Thanks a lot.
Anytime you like, Justin. Thanks for your call.
Thanks, mate.
Cheers now. Bye. Okay, then. So I reckon you've got free ink coming your way.
I hope so, yeah. he's my computer's going in January for an overhaul because it keeps crashing. So, yeah. So,
brilliant.
So he was just good service on my computer.
I mean, that is a great deal, isn't it? That is a brilliant deal. It really is. Let's take another call. Hi, who's this?
Hello. Hi, it's Ruth from Gosport.
Hello, Ruth from
Gosport.
Hello,
this voice.
Hello.
This is my sister.
It is, absolutely.
Mrs. Mad Dog.
Mrs. Mad Dog, yes. So it told me that he was going to be on today. So I'm at home wrapping Christmas presents, so I thought I'd give a call.
What was Philip like when he was a child?
Oh, my lordy, where do I start? Should I mention things like Planet the Ape Mars and things like that, and then denying it?
And then denying it.
Absolutely. I've got a lovely photo of him about 7 or 8 in a Planet of the Apes mask, but he denies it.
You'll have to put that on Facebook. Put that
on
the website.
I don't do Facebook. Don't get me on that subject. Oh,
right.
No. No, it's just only about TripAdvisor. I certainly use it quite a lot. I mean, I recently just got back from Florida, and I wanted to avoid all the Disney and all the commercial touristy things. So I went on to TripAdvisor to try and find lots of local, sort of more, you know, down-to-earth venues and days out, and it was absolutely fantastic.
Oh, good. Excellent. I've never really thought to look at it, but I will now.
Yeah, no, we use it a lot, and we did certainly leave reviews on it afterwards as well. And by doing that, we certainly avoided all the Mickey Mouse, avoided all the Disney, everything we wanted to avoid.
Yeah.
Went on fantastic airboat rides. see alligators, different walks, all sorts of different things that we may have missed if we hadn't gone on there.
Oh, that's good. I'll say this is a new one on me, so I kind of thought, I must admit, Philip, I kind of thought that maybe this would be a damp squid and we'd be talking about the B-sides more. But obviously we're not at the moment.
Yeah, I like TripAdvisor.
Oh, don't talk about B-sides either, because he needs to return all my Wombles records that I know he's got.
So which Womble song do you miss most?
Well, it's got to, this time of year, it's got to be the Merry Christmas, hasn't it? He's got all of, even got my Madame Cholet record. I'm fully aware of this. And I want it returned when I see him Friday.
All right. Are you coming over Friday, are you?
I am.
No,
yes.
I believe he's coming over here.
All right. Do you get together over Christmas, you two?
Not normally, because I'm busy at work. But
yeah,
sometimes in between Christmas or New Year. But yeah, it's I'm always busy at work, so I can't get away.
Yeah.
No, I do come over for the Garlic Festival once a year. That's fantastic.
Oh, you'll have to come in and come in and see us.
I could do, yeah.
Yeah, come in and see us.
We could talk about Facebook and how I don't like it. That would be brilliant.
Well, go on. Because most people that don't like Facebook, they don't like Facebook for the same reasons. And I bet you that you would say the same reasons my wife says she wouldn't be on Facebook. Go on.
I don't see the purpose of displaying your whole life on the internet, to be honest, personally. And I just see the other side of it, because I teach, and I see the other side of it, where a lot of young people get into so many arguments because somebody's posted something about them on the internet or put a photo on there. So I just get the grief from the other side, from the teenagers that I teach.
Yeah, no, I think I can really see where you're coming from, and I look at it, and my wife says exactly the same. You know, you just have this thing that if it's used properly, it's a lovely tool to stay in touch.
It could be.
But then you can kind of control that, can't you?
I think you've got to be 13 to have an account on there.
Yeah.
And at 13, you don't necessarily make the right judgment of what you should be putting under your comment or your status or photos, etc. And it certainly has caused a few arguments in my classroom more than once.
Well, I know your little brother here. I know that he puts a lot of bad things on Facebook.
Yeah, big brother. I'm the youngest.
Okay.
Get that right.
All right, sorry. Yeah, he does. I think he gets himself in a bit of trouble sometimes with some of the comments that he makes.
Yeah, quite relish possibly, as well.
So we're also doing B-sides as well. Is there a B-side that sticks in your mind from your childhood days?
Got to be Soft Cell on the Reverse Side of Tainted Love.
I know where you're going. That was,
yeah.
And they made it into a 12-inch.
That's it.
Where Did Our Love Go?
That's the one. Absolutely.
And it lasts, the actual 12-inch version lasts for about 9 minutes. All they've
definitely.
Done is extended the A side, mixed it in with the B side, and just chucked in a bit of instrumental stuff. It is a fabulous tune, I must admit.
That's up there for me, that 100%.
Yeah. No, I think I'm with you on that. That's one that would spring. Well, the marking of a good B side is you remember it. And you can rattle it off just like that.
Oh, so, yeah, definitely.
Okay. Look, it's been lovely to talk to you. Have a lovely Christmas.
And you.
And we're hopefully going to see meet you next year then.
Oh, I may come over, yeah.
All right.
Lovely. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, then. So you don't want to say goodbye to your...
She's gone.
Look.
She's gone. Goodbye, Ruth. You're still listening.
That was Ruthie and Gosport, bless. Right, okay. Z-Tech. This is an email from Z-Tech. The best B-side ever, I remember, was the B-side to Spitting Image, the Chicken Song. Now, do you remember what it was?
No, I don't
know.
No,
I kind of remember it. I think it was called I Never Met a Nice South African. But I don't think that this would be politically correct now, never mind. I'm sure they would have got away with it back then, though, but they wouldn't have been able to play it on the radio.
It's a shame now, because the world's gone PC mad. Maybe it's slightly dodgy, but there's another B-side. Do you remember Ian Dury and the Blockheads? There ain't half been some clever...
Yeah, but, beginning with B, seven letters. Which is a great song.
Yes.
And then there was another, Reasons to be Cheerful. On the other side of that was a song called Common as Muck.
That's right, I love that.
It's a great
well.
Song.
Yeah.
I think David Alexander plays it in his foot-tapping show on a Sunday, only because I put it on the system.
Hi.
Hi, who's this? Hello?
Hello, Ian.
Keith!
All right.
How are you?
I'm all right. Hello, Philip.
Hello, Keith.
How are you, mate? You all right?
Oh, great, thanks.
Good, good, good. Good to hear you on there.
Yeah, it's good to be here.
Good chap. What's your weather like?
It's a bit of a mixture over here. Rain, then it's sun, then it's hail, then it's snow.
Well, I've got all the lights on here. It's really dark and it's snowing at the moment. Well, sleet.
Look, we didn't get Philip in to talk about the blooming
weather. No, I was just going to say that the most successful B-side I would have thought would have been Brown Girl in the Ring.
Yeah, now that is a good one because what I think it made
that was a B-side.
Made number one as what was it?
The Rivers of Babylon.
Then it started slipping down the charts.
They
flipped it over, started playing the B-side, and it went back to number one.
It's got to be one of the most one of the top successful ones, I would have thought.
Didn't Rod Stewart, Maggie May, that happened with Rod Stewart as well?
I'm not sure, Ian.
Because on the B-side, was it Reason to Believe originally? Reason to Believe. And then I got a funny feeling they started playing the other side, Maggie May, and it made number one.
Ah, there you go, look.
So there are some fantastic stories behind famous B-sides.
A lot of the Christmas songs had a double A-side, didn't they? I remember Mullah Kintyre had a song called Girl School on the B-side. And after Christmas, the radio started playing that.
I suppose
the A-side would have been out of season then, I suppose, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
The goodies did exactly the same thing there. The in-betweenies on one side, and they released that Father Christmas, Do Not Touch Me.
Do Not Touch Me.
Oh, yeah, it's a bit politically incorrect these days.
Politically incorrect, indeed.
We play it.
another one I used to like, I can't remember what was on the A-side, but it's by Queen, and I think the B-side was 39?
39.
That doesn't ring a bell.
In the year of 39 or something, it used to go, and I can't remember what was on the A side though.
Was it just called In the Year 39?
No, I think it's just called 39. It's just the numerals 39.
Oh right, I don't remember that, to be honest.
That doesn't ring a bell. It's one for you, Keith. You're a Marillion. Are you a Marillion fan?
Well, yes, I've heard of them.
Do you remember a B-side of the 12-inch single called Grendel?
No.
It's probably the most requested B-side. They do it live because it got requested so many times, but you wouldn't be able to play it on the radio because it's 17 minutes long.
Good grief.
But the Marillion did an album of B-sides because the B-sides were always not on the album of Marillion, and the fans requested it, so they released a CD of all the B-sides.
Well, it's like, what do you call it, isn't it? It's Steve Harley. What was that track that he released and he thought it was an absolute epic? Was it Sebastian, wasn't it?
I remember that, yeah.
And he got upset because nobody really liked it, did they? They kept asking for the other one, but he wasn't come up and see me. Yeah, he thought that was his masterpiece, Sebastian, yet...
They're both very different. I like both of them.
Yeah. I'm trying to think what year Sebastian came out. It was in the 70s, but...
Is it the same time as Come Up to See Me?
It's got me back as about 74, 75, yeah.
Yeah, I would say about 75, 76.
Yeah, you could be right then. Yeah,
And then if you remember rightly, back in about 1984, when Duran Duran brought out the Reflex, they actually had a live version of Come Up and See Me sometime on the other side.
That's right, I remember that, yeah.
Hey. I'm a walking mine of information. We are.
What about Thin Lizzy, Phil? What was that? Was it Emerald that was on the back of Whiskey in the Jar?
I believe it was, yes.
Yeah. That's it, yeah. If I remember rightly. They're all going, what the hell's that? Never heard of it.
I'm just looking at some emails that have just come in, because, you know, obviously there's if you remember... Queen, We Will Rock You, on the B-side. Was on the B-side.
Fat Bottom Girls?
We Are the Champions.
We are the champions.
What was on the B-side of Fat Bottom Girls then?
Bicycle Race, wasn't it?
It was. It was A-side single, yeah.
Yeah.
It was, absolutely right. And there was Madonna, Into the Groove. On the other side was Angel. Let's have a little look
here. The dog is barking at the sleet.
Whiskey in the Jar. You know what was on the B-side of the Whiskey in the Jar?
Emerald.
No, it was Black Boys on the Corner.
Yes, that rings a bell.
Yeah, and do you remember there was a song by Ray Stevens, Misty. Do you remember Misty?
Yeah.
And this is absolutely true. On the other side, Sunshine.
Sunshine.
She got Misty on one side, Sunshine on the other.
I thought you were going to say the street.
No.
It's a bit too cold for that, though.
Yeah, Maggie May and Reason to Believe. They were either AA or one was a B-side. Yeah, and the Rolling Stones, they brought out Ruby Tuesday, and on the other side was Let's Spend the Night Together.
Yeah, a bit Let's controversial at the time, wasn't it?
Politically correct, Let's Spend Some Time Together, wasn't it?
Was it
when they played it on some American TV show? They had to change it. They had to change the words to suit the conservative television station.
Yeah, that's it.
Then Let's Spend Some Time Together.
That's the one. Yeah, you got it. Yeah, I used to like the old picture discs in the old shape discs.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah,
I had the Meatloaf one that was in the shape of a motorcycle.
Really?
I had American Heartbeat by Survivor that shaped like a heart.
Oh, really?
I had, while we're all showing off a bit, I had, do you remember there was a band called The Farmer's Boys, and they had a song called Muck It Out, and it was in the shape of a pink pig, and I got that.
Good grief. Alice Cooper had a pair of knickers on a record once, didn't he?
Did he really?
Yeah, I can't think what the album was.
Pair of knickers.
Yeah.
How brilliant is that? What was the other subject we were talking about anyway? We kind of...
TripAdvisor,
that's it. Have you ever taken part on
TripAdvisor?
TwitAdvisor, no. TripAdvisor.
Sounds like some sort of drug counsellor. Yeah. I'm your TripAdvisor. What have you taken today? Yeah. Now I don't know what that is. What's that mean?
I think Philip ought to tell you.
Yeah, it's a website that you can go on where it's just staying.
What, is it about potholes or something?
No, it's about holidays and where you can... It's your stay in summer. You can go and... Well, say you're staying at a hotel, you can look at the reviews of what people are saying about it.
Oh, yes. I thought perhaps it was a joke when somebody put about potholes or something, you know, TripAdvisor. But,
yeah, no, it's a restaurant.
Tumbleweed just gone by, Ian.
Tumbleweed?
Where are you, the Wild West?
No, it was a joke. I said TripAdvisor. I thought perhaps it was a joke when about potholes, you know. And
yeah, I get you now.
Ah, there you go. That's why I said the tumbleweed just went by. And that was even more dull response than what the joke was. But here we go. I must get some more pills.
You have a lovely day, Keith.
Yeah, people. Yeah, nice to talk to you both.
Thanks for being there.
Hello, then.
Cheers now. Bye. Okay then, so in a minute we're going to play your favourite ever B-side, but that's what we're asking people. Famous B-sides, you want to give us a call now, 527 444 527 444. And I'm still trying to... I've got a file with a load of B-sides in that I remember. Obviously I remember a load of Squeeze B-sides. On the B-side of... do you remember Labelled With Love? On the B-side of that was, if you go back to summer 1981, when everyone was doing Star Sound. You remember Star Sound? Stars on 45?
Yeah.
Well, they did their own version, and they put all their own little hits on there, Up the Junction, Call for Cats, and Slap and Tickle, and a couple of tiny little inserts of album tracks. And they called it Squabs on 45.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's a great song as well. It really is. But they put that Star Sound beat behind it as well.
And I remember Blondie, Sunday Girl, 12-inch version, had the French version of it on, which is quite interesting.
It did, yeah. That was a good version too. I remember my brother having that, and I think it was an American import. And there was a song that was... It's not played enough on the radio, but it was a good song. And many people fell into the trap of thinking it was a single, One Way or Another.
Oh right,
never actually released as a single. I've got a funny feeling it was an actual B-side, which is incredible when you think about it. Really, really, and I know Madness used to do a lot of fantastic B-side songs as well. So maybe if we get time, we'll squeeze in a couple. What do you think?
Yeah, great.
Okay, should we play your song first? Let's get that out of the way, because I haven't heard yours, and I just think...
This might make you laugh.
Let's get it out of the way. When you say it might make me laugh, all right, this is the song called Death Row, yeah?
Yeah, it's a bit humorous.
All right, okay. Let's have a little listen. I can't hear anything.
I can't hear anything either, no.
I can't hear anything. Here we go.
Here we go, yeah, that's it.
Silence! Defendants! Colin Harkness! Brothers! Rob E. and Brian Burrows and Sniffer. You have been found guilty of the most heinous and dastardly crime in the annals of music justice. That you did, willfully and repeatedly with malice aforethought, play heavy metal rock and roll. And what is more, you flagrantly admit...
Oh, sorry. I clicked the button and it went. Sorry.
It's quite funny. I found it quite amusing anyway. I like stuff that's different and stuff that amuses me, and that one certainly did.
What happened? What was going to happen after
that?
So
they got found guilty for playing heavy metal rock and roll, and they got sentenced to death. That's why it's called Death Row. And they sort of go into a Status Quo style riff.
Right, okay. All
yeah, it was interesting. I thought it was amusing anyway.
Sorry, I don't know what happened there. I was looking at other... I found me Liza Radley, by the way. And I could play that as well, but I'm not going to. Do you remember the B-side? I tell you what, this is one of my favourite B-sides as well. If you go back to Jilted John, do you remember Jilted John?
Yeah.
Jilted John on one side, it was...
Sharon.
Sharon. It was Sharon, yeah. Going Steady. It was a song called Going Steady, which is fabulous.
I remember buying that, yeah. I used to buy a few of the punky type ones in the day.
I'll tell you what, we go down memory lane here. We really are.
Stiff Little Fingers. Do you remember at the Edge EP, it had a live version of White Christmas on it?
No, I don't remember that. We should have to dig that out for Christmas. But yeah, we'll take a quick break and then we'll come back and we'll chat some more. We're talking B-sides. If you want to give us a call, then please feel free to do so. 527 444 533 063.
Vectis Radio, home of the Isle of Wight phone-in. Call now. 01983 527 444. That's 01983 527 444.
The Summer Arcade on Shanklin Esplanade would like to wish all of their customers and future customers a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. The Summer Arcade is open now for bowling, crazy golf and much, much more, and is also home to Jungle Gyms. The Summer Arcade open every day from 9 a.m. until 10 p.m.
The Princess Royal, Cross Lane, Newport. A traditional pub with traditional values and a great selection of ales. Visit our website www.theprincessroyalIOW.co.uk to view what's on and to see our menu. The Princess Royal, Newport. Tradition at its best.
Weekend Eco products are not only good quality goods, they also save you money and the planet too. Find out more, check out isleofgreen.co.uk or click the link on the Vectis Radio website.
Could you ever dream that I have never dreamed a life like this?
The hot days of summer have gone. Now we are feeling the cold.
My heating bill could be well over £200 this winter. I may have to cut back on food for my family.
If you insulated your home, your heating bill could be cut in half.
So I could be throwing away £100 in wasted energy.
Yes, but you could also get your home insulated for around £200 or even for free.
That sounds too good to be true.
Well, it is true, so you can stop throwing away money on wasted heat. Contact the Footprint Trust's Energetic Project on 82 22 82 for a free home visit and a free survey. That's 82 22 82.
White Office Equipment, for all your computer repairs, PCs and laptops alike. Our fixed labour price repair is just £20 plus VAT, a total of £24. That's our price promise, £24 for your repair on labour. You'll find us at 36A High Street, Sandown, opposite HSBC. There's free parking, and we're not just about repairs. We also have peripherals and accessories in our shop. In-store genuine inks and genuine prices. That's White Office Equipment, High Street, Sandown.
Every Friday, you can join me, the Hat, for the Headfunk Show. I'm joined by a plethora of talent, from live band sessions to special guest hosts sharing their favourite records. The Headfunk Show is the place to keep your finger on the pulse of the local music scene. So join me live at 5 every Friday, only on Vectis Radio.
Vectis Radio, radio for the Isle of Wight and beyond. Vectis Radio, home of the Isle of Wight phone in. Call now.
Hang on, that's a clip of a Squeeze song that was on an album. It's not a B-side, but I'll tell you what, this is. We're just going to play a quick snippet of this because I really do like this one. It's just a classic B-side with some Shakespearean lyrics. What do you think?
Yeah, go for it.
I just love the riff, the you know, everything about this song. The lyrics are great.
I've never been very lucky with girls.
Just love it. I just think that's just a quality song. That is, you'll find that on the old B side of. It was just called Jilted John.
Wasn't it? Jilted John by Jilted John. Yes.
Yeah. So, any more that springs to mind?
Yes. I was going to say that. Might have just gone blank. I'll come back to you in a minute.
All right,
there was a few, but
if you want to give us a call now, by the way, you can. The number is 527 444. We had someone hanging on during the commercial break there. 527 444 533 063. If you want to get straight through to the phone in today and discuss B sides and TripAdvisor,
yes.
And you get straight through to Philip, who's trying not to be controversial today.
Yeah, After the Fire, I'm going to say, Joy, the B-side, One Rule for You.
Ah, you sent me that in, didn't
yeah.
you? And I must have a little look and see if I can find that, because that is another great B-side, and it was in red vinyl, wasn't it?
Mine was on an album.
Right,
but I know it was a B-side.
After the Fire, I'm just looking for my little file, because I put... Oh, no, I can't blimmin' find that either. It's not going well. It's not going. I can't find anything.
The talk is good, though. So.
Yeah, no.
My dad had a Peter Sellers, but I'm not sure if it's a mini album or a single. And I sort of remember this song about this Irish band. They were playing the Irish music and they were getting drunk as they were doing it and ended up in a big fight. That was quite amusing. So I'm not too sure what that was the B-side to. But.
Yeah. All right, I'm still looking for. There's a song. Was it a song called Joy? Wasn't it on
Joy,
the
yeah.
A side? The A side was One Rule for You.
That's right.
And the other side was Joy. So let's see if we can find that. I'm not having any joy so far. No, I can't find it anywhere. That's a pain in the backside. I might have to go on YouTube and see if we can find it on YouTube. Let's see if we can do that. Any more for any more? If you want to give us a call, 527 444 527 444 gets you straight through. We're talking B sides. What B side did you flip over and used to play a lot when you were a kid? You can email, you can call 527 444 or email studio@vectisradio.com. So After the Fire, is it on YouTube? Do you know whether it was on YouTube?
I haven't checked. No.
Okay. YouTube and Joy. After the Fire and Joy. Right, okay, yeah, I've got a funny feeling it is, yeah, here we go, this is that particular, hey,
that's great keyboard.
Do you know, I love that. That's such a great
fantastic
piece of music.
Yes.
Hi, who's this?
It's Humpty.
Hello, Humpty. How are you?
I'm fine. I'm a bit stressed today.
All right. Just hang on there for a moment. I just want to say this before I forget it. Now,
what?
We've just been playing a song that was After the Fire, which was on the B-side. One Rule for You, One Rule for Me. On the other side was Joy. And I've just noticed that they were on CBS, the same label as Earth, Wind and Fire.
Yes, they were on CBS. They did three albums for CBS.
Mm, it must have, because I wonder if people thought, oh, I'll buy that because it's like Earth.
Then there was a fourth, which was basically a compilation track plus one track that was for the, because they had a surprise hit in America. So they had one album that was a compilation album aimed at America.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry to keep you humpty. Go on, I just had to get that out.
No, that's all right. I'm only decorating, so you're a welcome distraction from
what,
that.
What are you decorating?
Oh, do you know, I'm decorating the hallway and the sort of like banisters and what have you. And admittedly, poor Olive would tell you, I haven't got many faults, but I'm afraid do-it-yourself is one of them. I hate doing do-it-yourself. And where... Oh, I haven't done the stairs since we lived here. We lived here ages, so all the kids have bashed into the sides of them, and Olive, on the rare occasion she gets the Hoover out, she's sort of battered and crashed them, so decided that I'd take the paint back off to sort of, like, you know, right back to the sort of wood, like, you know, so got a heat gun on the internet and what have you. And, oh, where it's an old Victorian house, when you take all the gloss off, don't know if anyone listening will know what I mean, but you get left with this horrible sort of, like, what must have been there when they built the house about 150 years ago. It's horrible sort of brown sort of stain come like a varnish. And, oh, it's horrible.
Do you know, whenever I've done the stairs or around the stair, you've got to be agile, haven't you? And I know you're not the most agile of blokes there, so, I mean,
you
take
mean
it easy.
What do you mean by that? Spit it out. Don't beat around the bush.
Well, the name's... It's the clue's in the name, isn't it? Hello, Humpty. you know?
Mr.
Yeah,
Peavy.
Oh, no, it's not too bad. It's not that. It's just this I don't know if there's any decorators listening who could tell me. I have vague recollections of... used to live in Hyde Road in Shankton. There used to be a real eccentric old lady. Used to live down the road from us. And, like, she'd been there for years.
Ooh, so hang on a minute. Sorry. Big finish. Oh, YouTube just cut it off and didn't finish up with a big finish. Oh, no. Sorry, we cut you off.
Yeah, as I say, I remember going down to this old lady and all her banisters and all her woodwork were like that. I think it was a sort of like old-fashioned thing, but hey, never mind. If that's the only thing I've got to worry about today, I'm not doing too bad. On the subject of B-sides,
yeah.
How about... I nearly forgot it then. It's a bit like that song, promised a lot but delivered very little.
Yeah.
How about, that's a budgie. Shut up.
I thought you were going to talk about the band Budgie for a minute.
No, no. Now how about Don't
Sounded
Worry
like
Baby?
Wife.
Look, I'm trying to be serious. I'm trying
it was.
To listen to you with a mad budgie in the air.
That's the wife. You know it is.
I'm on the corded phone, so I can't even get away from it. Yeah.
Go on.
I think it's all the paint fumes. I think it's got to it.
Go on. What's the...
How about Don't Worry Baby by the Beach Boys? Do you know what that was, a B-side? Do you know what the A-side of that was, even though it was really bought for the B-side?
Don't Worry Baby.
I'm going to guess. Was it California Girls?
No, it was I Get Around, which was their first US number one hit. I'm not sure if it was their first hit in this country, but I know I Get Around was their first number one hit in America. And the B-side of that was Don't Worry Baby. And I think, if anything, the Don't Worry Baby was more popular in this country than I Get Around. So, there you go. It's a bit of useless information.
Yeah, all right. What any you know, famous B-sides or B-sides that you used to like when you were a kid and play a lot?
No, other than the one that Keith the Trucker said, I think that's the one that sort of sticks in my mind, Boney M, Brown Girl in the Ring.
Yeah.
Because it was literally, they got their money's worth from that single, didn't they? Because they had a hit with the A-side. And then, as you say, just when it was sort of dropping down the charts, it climbed back up again for the B-side. So that's a clever bit of marketing, wasn't it?
I don't think that has ever happened since.
No.
I think it was definitely the first time. I got a funny feeling. There's something similar, though, with Rod Stewart, Maggie May and Reason to Believe. Something very similar. They started playing the other side. I think originally Reason to Believe came out, and then they started playing the B side, and then I think that may have pushed it back up to number one or pushed it to number one.
Yeah, because of course in those days, radio stations really like I guess sort of living down here, you know, obviously didn't listen to Capital then because you didn't have the internet or what have you, Capital in London, but I guess sort of. Radio stations like Radio 1 had a huge lot of influence, didn't they? You know, you listen to something on there and that's how people heard the sort of chart music, didn't they?
Yeah.
The trouble is with Radio 1, they only played what they wanted to play, so there's a lot of great stuff that didn't get heard because Radio 1 wouldn't play it.
Oh, that's right. And you know, I don't know in the case of sort of like Radio 1, but in other radio stations, there must have been a bit of... there must have been a bit of professional encouraging going on, shall we say. So there must have been, mustn't there? Because, as I say, radio stations were so influential, weren't you? I mean, my lad now on the laptop that we got, I mean, oh, there's hundreds of these sites, isn't there, that, that you can go in and listen to all this music. And blimey, when I was his age, you wouldn't have sort of like dreamt that music is so easy to get hold of nowadays, isn't it, compared to how it used to be.
I've just thought of another B-side, another brilliant B-side. A B-side of on the other side of Into the Valley. Was it Into the Valley?
The Skids.
Yeah. TV Stars. Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah, I remember that. Yeah, definitely.
Skids and TV...
Is that Ina Sharpool?
That's the one. That's the one.
Totally lost me.
No? You don't remember it?
No, it's not offhand.
All right, well, it's only about, I think it was about 2 minutes long, and you can, hang on, it's got a blooming commercial on this YouTube malarkey again. Let me see, here we go. Just have a listen, mention everybody in Coronation Street.
This is a political part.
He's obviously Scottish, we can't understand a word he's saying now. Here we go.
Hawkins is... Albert
Tatlock. Yeah.
Oh, is it Old MacDonald? Oh.
Get on with it.
Oh, here we go.
I got strange urges to jump up and down in here.
It's a great song. Yes. I can't believe it, because that song is lasts for about 2 minutes, okay? No longer than 2 minutes. And it's literally made up of people's names. It's just called TV Stars. No lyrics at all. It's just a list of names.
I was at school when that was on, and the punk days were good days, really.
They were fantastic days, I think.
That sort of passed me by, really. It was of my sort of... Quite like Ian Dury, but then I think everyone sort of did, didn't they? Well, I was about to say he's more mainstream, but he wasn't really, but he seemed it, because he had more... He had sort of... Well, not more chart success, but you know what I mean. He's more of a sort of household name, wasn't he?
I think that Ian Dury was a legend, and I think he was... I don't know, he was... For a very short space of time, because he was having hits, and you always found a golden nugget on the other side. I mean, Philip's already mentioned the there have been some clever seven letters beginning with B, Person Without a Father, and it's just a song that you find yourself singing along to. And another song that came out roughly the same time, which we used to play in our bedrooms a lot. My mum used to come up and she used to have this look of disgust. She would never...
I'm not surprised if you played in your bedroom.
she would never actually say anything, but she would just look at you and give you the look. There was that one, and there was the Sex Pistols, which is probably the most famous B-side of all time. Can you say the word? Can you say it or not? It rhymes with rigging.
Oh, you know, yes. It was Who Killed Bambi as well.
That was another one, yeah, that was on... I can't remember what that was on the B-side of, but...
When I was a kid, and when they are being some clever, you know what, was, they had that in the jukebox at Gosport Borough Football Club, and I used to always whack it on and sort of like, look, yeah, but wait, I didn't put that on.
How funny would that have been?
See, oh, yeah, about TripAdvisor.
Yeah.
I've wrote many a bad report about Vectis Radio, because you don't even so much get as a cup of coffee when you go in there. It's terrible service.
When you came in last, who didn't make you a cup of coffee?
You didn't. old Sponge did. He was all right. He's a good bloke. But
Sponge?
Sponge.
Who's Sponge?
Sponge, I think he still is, your advertising bloke. Sponge. Big chap. Talks like that.
Sponge?
Yeah, that's what they call him, isn't it? That's what Paddy calls him. Perhaps he calls him for something totally different.
Yeah, I'm not sure we should go there.
I've got to get back to scraping this paint off. I might have another cup of coffee.
I think he's on about the QPR supporter.
What's oh! That? Really? They call him Sponge, do they?
Oh, and if I can get a quick plug in, you never know, they might advertise me. Then Besties and Spinksy's Cafe.
Right.
On Ventnor Seafront by the paddling pool. Humpty went down there today and had a very nice breakfast for, I think it was £6.50. I think not the cheapest breakfast about, but it even filled me up. It was lovely quality.
I'm a bit worried about you. You've gone out.
I'm worried about myself.
Well, you've gone out, you've eaten a massive breakfast, and then you're going to be clambering up and down the stairs doing a bit of painting.
Well, yeah, breathing in all these lead fumes.
I tell you what, you've got to be really fit and agile to do all of that, so you just go careful, all right?
Well, I am, you know. You might be surprised. This is just a persona I put on, you know. Really, I'm super fit. But don't tell the wife. She'd expect me to get up to all sorts. And no. Anyway, on that subject, I'll go, nice to hear you... Philip, and I hope you get as much as a cup of coffee, but you probably have to make it yourself.
No, I haven't had a coffee. You're going to have a pint in a minute, though.
I don't suppose Ian be buying for it. But.
Yeah, good luck with your decorating.
Yes, and you.
Just be very careful.
Goodbye,
all right,
gentlemen.
See you, mate. Bye.
Bye.
Ah, he's a lovely old bloke, is Humpty. Right, okay. The only B-side he could think of was the Beach Boys, and I didn't really do the Beach Boys. I'm not really a big fan, were you?
I'm not a massive fan, but yeah, I don't mind a bit of Beach Boys. Lynn likes all that.
All right, okay. I got another B-side here queued up. Do you want to hear it?
Yeah, go for it.
Hang on, I've just got to click a few buttons here, and hopefully fingers crossed. Oh, this is the one I was telling you about. Okay, this is the Squeeze Squabs on. Bearing in mind, we're going back to 1981. This is kind of their Mickey take of Star Sound. Squabs on 45. Here we go.
I've come across the desert to greet you with a smile. My camel looks so tired and talky, but I want to tell you of my travels across the Golden East. I see your preparations, if I've been first to feast. Take me, I'm yours, because dreams are limitless. Forever there'll be a heaven.
See what they did there?
It was pretty clever, though. It's quite slick.
It's the beat in the background that I can't get my head around.
The score is in the corpo, she is tied against the tree. She doesn't mind her language, it's the thing that she don't need. She lets us in the horses when the corpo is asleep. And he waits to find the fires, then an arrow sees axe. And Davy Crockett rides around and says it's good for cats, it's good for cats.
Okay, if you want to get in touch now, you can call 527444 or you can email studio@vectisradio.com. Studio@vectisradio.com. There's a couple of other B-sides here to mention. Booker T and the MG's Green Onions, Behave Yourself. And Bill Haley and his comments, Rock Around the Clock. On the other side was 13 Women and Only One Man in Town. That sounds like a great song, doesn't it? Let's go to the phones. Hi, who's this?
Sorry to call back. This is Fred here.
Hello, Fred.
Just letting you know that Glenn Tilbrook's playing Southampton tonight.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
Oh. They kept that a secret, didn't they? He's on tour again. Is it him as a solo artist with the Duffers or something? The Fluffers?
It just says Glenn Tilbrook and he's supported by Steve Poltz.
Oh, right, okay.
Where's that, Keith?
That's at the Brook.
The Brook. They have a lot of good stuff there, don't they?
Yeah, they're picking up, mate. They're doing well.
They've got UFO coming up there.
That's right, yeah, in April. A couple of years back, it was a bit dodgy. They thought it was going to go under, but they got some new sponsorship, and they're doing well again there.
UFO.
Yeah.
That's, I'm thinking, my brother used to have a UFO single in Red Blood. Red Blood Colour, Doctor?
Doctor, yeah. And Shoot was a coloured vinyl as well.
They did get into a bit of controversy over one of their album covers. Do you remember that, Philip?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, with a young girl on the front.
It does ring a bell.
Yeah, she was old in the model plane, sort of thing.
Yes, I know the one, yeah.
Yeah, it caused a bit of controversy, but... Yeah. So I just thought I'd let you know that, Ian.
All right. Yeah, well, UFO, one of my favourite bands.
Is he gone?
He's gone. Right. Yeah.
Thanks for that. What else have we got here? Gloria Gaynor, I Will Survive. On the other side was Substitute. I wonder if it was the same version of The Who?
Or it could be, I'll be a substitute whenever you need me.
Sorry, I shouldn't laugh. It was funny you busted at the song. Let me see if we can find that then. See if that is the case. I'm just cutting and pasting and just deleting a bit here and there. Push the button, fingers crossed. We may get something. Substitute 1968 Clout. This is Oh, it's an extended version. Oh, crikey, we did this a little while ago. Let's see. Let's see. No, it doesn't sound like...
It doesn't, no.
It is.
Yeah.
It is. Wow, there you go. You learn something every day. Which came out first, then?
Probably Clout. But yeah. I just thought Gloria Gaynor was a bit too disco to do a Rolling Stones song.
Yeah, no, I thought it was The Who substitute, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's right. It was The Who.
They roughly came out at the same time. Clout 78, and I think that was this one would have been slightly later, maybe. There you go. You learn something every day, don't you? You do. You learn something every day. Now, I've got something else a little bit special. See if you can guess what this is. This is going back to about 1981, and it was a B-side of a 12-inch single that they released.
This would be madness, is it?
Yeah.
Hey. Yeah. Yes, I remember this.
It was a B-side of
One Step Beyond, I think.
No, it wasn't. It was later than that. It was the only lyric in it was "Waiter." What's that one?
Oh, the Las Palmas 7.
That's it. The Return of Las Palmas 7. It's on the B-side of that on the 12-inch single version. So there were two other tracks on the other side, and this was the other one. It's just a great bit of music, isn't it?
Yeah.
If you want to call 527-444, we've got... Oh, crikey, hang on, it's 4 minutes to 12, to 1. And that's just about it.
Yeah, it's been gone fast, isn't it?
I can't believe that we've kind of run out of time. What I want to try and do, Philip, is play your favourite ever B-side and finish up with
Before you go into that, I just say about a good restaurant I've been to lately, Dragon Pearl in Shanklin.
Dragon Pearl.
Chinese. I haven't read a review for TripAdvisor, so maybe I should. Very good.
Okay. All right. Well, just to say about TripAdvisor and about going into restaurants, maybe we ought to be a bit more positive next year. I mean, I say I could sit here now and I could rant and rave about the old the Tamarind, which is up Node Hill, which is fantastic value for money. There's a lovely little guy in there who's so warm and so friendly, and he's always got a kind word for you. The food is fantastic. And on a Sunday, they do like a banquet where you go in and you can get a tenner's worth, and basically you go up and down as many times as you like. And I remember sitting in there in the summer, and we all went up there about two or three times, and we were all sort of, you know, normal kind of size, and then this great big family came in. There was about four of them, and they all must have weighed about 20 stone each, and I could see their little faces think, oh, crikey.
Lynn and Tina go to a banquet night at the Indian Lake.
I've not tried that. What's the name of it?
Shananas Summit. It's really unpronounceable, but you can take your own alcohol to that one.
Oh, right.
They
okay.
Like it.
Hey, look, it's been fascinating to do the phoning with you, and
yeah, I've
thoroughly
good.
Enjoyed it. It's gone too blooming quick. You're going to have to come back.
I will come back, yeah.
Fantastic. And now we're off to get a burger, aren't we?
Yeah, too, right, yeah. Hungry now.
All right, we're gonna play your favourite ever B-side, and we're going to do that. If I push this button now, and it should there it is. Is that the one?
Yeah.
And Brian. Thanks for all your calls, thanks for all your emails. Anybody want to wish Happy Christmas to?
Everybody who knows me.
Okay. Thanks, Philip.
You have been found guilty of the most heinous and dastardly crime in the annals of music justice. That duty willfully and repeatedly with malice aforethought play heavy metal, rock and roll. You play green clay, you enjoy it. And may the Lord have mercy on your soul.
Vectis Radio.
The window sound.